This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida has risen to 18 after authorities said six more bodies, including two children, were found in the rubble on Wednesday. Officials said 147 people are still missing, but they remain hopeful of finding survivors. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. About half of the 12th floor, 136-unit condominium building collapsed last Thursday. Since then, rescuers have slowly picked their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Surfside later today. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry, carrying 57 passengers and crew, went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands, where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers were injured fighting that day, watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines, just two Republicans voting yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that. Via remote, this is VOA.